Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Amazing Grace.
We are moving along in our study of 1 Corinthians chapter 7, and we are coming in verses 25 and following to a section that I have called Wise Advice. The Apostle Paul's wise advice regarding marriage and living the Christian life. Now, we are clearly returning to questions about marriage, which really is the theme of the entire chapter, but the last section, prior to the one we're taking up today, address the question of Christian contentment, which is a bigger issue than marriage, though related to and very much involved in this chapter on marriage, because so many of the marriage problems are really a problem of discontentment in present circumstances, and that's a problem that applies to a lot of things besides marriage, but it certainly is a fundamental problem with many of the marriage issues. So we dealt with that as a separate issue, but I want you to understand that it does relate to this chapter on marriage. But now we come to something that is really intriguing, because the Apostle Paul is giving advice, but it is not the same as authoritative command. And that really is something we need to try to get our minds around, but we find it here in this passage today, and so we'll take it up. Thank you for joining me on this Wednesday, October 20, and many thanks for those whose financial gifts enable us to teach God's Word on this station. Verse 25, "Now concerning virgins, I have no commandment from the Lord, yet I give judgment as one whom the Lord in His mercy has made trustworthy. I suppose, therefore, that this is good, because of the present distress, that it is good for a man to remain as he is. Are you bound to a wife? Do not seek to be loosed. Are you loosed from a wife? Do not seek a wife. But even if you do marry, you have not sinned. And if a virgin marries, she has not sinned. Nevertheless, such will have trouble in the flesh, but I would spare you." And I'm going to stop there, though the passage goes on. Now, what do we have here? Well, we have a continuation of Paul's answering questions, the question and answer format that we have seen before, though in some cases the question is not quite as obvious as in others, but nevertheless, when you look at it carefully, you realize that's what Paul is doing. He's continuing to answer their questions. That's the way the chapter began. Chapter 7, verse 1, "Now concerning the things of which you wrote to me." Things, plural. And he starts taking them up one by one. And so now we come to this question, "Now concerning virgins." That's a familiar phraseology that is used several times to address questions. "Now I'm taking up the question concerning virgins," is what he's saying. Virgins. That is the word that is used here, is the Greek word for young maidens, generally unmaried maidens, generally exactly the same thing that we mean by the English word virgin. And there are some questions that come up in this regard. Now, he's already told us in verse 1 that singleness coupled with celibacy is perfectly honorable. It's not necessary that everybody get married. But he's gone on in that same section to tell us that marriage, with including conjugal relationships, is honorable before God. Some apparently had taken the position that sexual relationships, even within marriage, were dishonoring to God. And that if you were married, you needed to continue to be married, but break off your conjugal relationship. And Paul says, no, 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 no. It's amazing how many strange ideas people can come up with, but there seems to be a never-ending supply of misunderstandings of Scripture. But marriage, including conjugal relationships, is perfectly honorable. But he goes on to tell us that divorce should not be initiated by a believer, and so forth. So we've got all this previous material, but what question is now being addressed in verse 25? And the question is, should virgins get married? Now, back to verse 25, now concerning virgins. Now taking up the questions you asked me about virgins. Is it better for them to remain single rather than to get married? And Paul's answer to this is where we get into this very intriguing situation that I haven't run into before in any of his epistles, and I don't think we're going to run into it again, but we find it here. And that is that the Apostle Paul specifically offering advice, but making it clear that this is not authoritative command. Again, notice the language. Now concerning virgins, I have no commandment from the Lord, yet I give judgment as one whom the Lord in his mercy has made trustworthy. I suppose, therefore, that this is good because of the present distress and so forth. We'll get into some of that later. So Paul's opening statement about to answer this question, what about virgins? Should they get married or should they remain single? And Paul says, I have no commandment from the Lord. Now, at first glance, that sounds like the same thing that he said in verse 10. Now, to the married, I command, yet not the Lord, or rather, yet not I, but the Lord. A wife is not to depart from her husband, but and if she remain, and so forth. And then verse 12, but to the rest, I, not the Lord, say. And so we have similar language there. We might think that we're looking at the same thing again in verse 25, but I'm convinced that we are not. Now, what we had in verse 10 was basically Paul saying, number one, the first thing that I tell you is a commandment of the Lord in the sense that Jesus taught this command while he was upon the earth, namely, that there should be no divorce except, and Paul doesn't state this here, but we can go back to the words of Christ in Matthew 5 and Matthew 19, I believe it is, and find that Jesus said no divorce except for the case of adultery, of sexual immorality that has invaded the marriage. But other than that, no divorce. So Paul is saying, I command, or rather the Lord commands, verse 10, now to the married, I command, yet not I, but the Lord. So he's basically saying, I am commanding what Christ has already commanded. I command, but it's not really my command, it's the Lord's command. He's already spoken to this issue, namely divorce. Now to the married I command, yet not I but the Lord, a wife is not to depart from her husband, and so forth. And then in verse 12 he says, but to the rest I, not the Lord, say. If any brother has a wife who does not believe, and she's willing to live with him, let him not divorce her, and so forth. Now that, of course, is going back over that section on divorce, and that's not my point here to repeat all that teaching, except just to point out the similarity of language, but also the differences in language. In the divorce section, Paul was adding some additional teaching that Jesus had not given during his earthly ministry. But he's not saying that this is my opinion rather than authoritative command. What he's saying is, upon earth, Jesus said no divorce, but now, as an apostle of Jesus Christ, I can give you additional instructions from Jesus But he didn't give these instructions while he was on earth. But he's giving them now through his apostle. This is just as authoritative as if Jesus said it upon earth, but it is coming directly from the apostle. It is not the apostle repeating what Jesus said. It is the apostle adding to what Jesus said, namely, in the case of mixed marriages, if the unbelieving departs, then let them depart. The marriage is broken for a second reason, desertion by an unbelieving spouse. So now we have the basic command, no divorce, but two exceptions. The first one given by Jesus, namely adultery, and the second one added by the Apostle Paul, namely desertion by an unbeliever. Now, that's the language earlier in the chapter. Isn't that the same thing that Paul's saying here? Now concerning virgins, I have no commandment from the Lord, yet I give judgment as one whom the Lord in his mercy has made trustworthy. And without dwelling on this overly much, the conclusion is that no, this is not the same. Paul is not saying Jesus didn't speak to this upon the earth, but I'm now giving Jesus' command as an apostle of Jesus Christ, but rather, he's saying in this particular case, there is no divine command, but there is some wise advice. That's what he's saying. I'm giving you a judgment. I'm giving you an opinion that's different from an apostolic command. It is a weighty opinion. He makes that clear by this phrase. It comes from one whom the Lord in his mercy has made trustworthy. Again, verse 25, now concerning virgins, I have no commandment from the Lord, yet I give judgment, or we could substitute the word opinion, I give an opinion as one whom the Lord in his mercy has made trustworthy. So this is not an opinion of just anybody. It's not the opinion of Joe Blow, average church member, which wouldn't carry a great deal of weight. No, it is an opinion of an apostle of Jesus Christ, so it has to be weighed very carefully, but it is an opinion. It is a personal judgment. It is not a command from Christ. This is Paul's non-authoritative language. It's rather interesting. And we find other phrases throughout this passage that reinforce the understanding that I just gave you, that this is not a command from Christ. It's not apostolic authority. It is an apostle's judgment. He says in verse 26, I suppose, therefore. He says, I say this for your own profit or your own benefit in verse 35. So we must understand what Paul is doing here. Paul is issuing advice. Paul is giving his opinion. Weighty advice, to be sure, but it is not an authoritative command. And it is therefore important that we understand the difference. Some had erroneously forbidden marriage. Paul refers to that in 1 Timothy 4:3, that some have forbidden eating certain foods, some have forbidden marriage, and those are erroneous teachings. And those who teach error and proclaim commands that are not based on Scripture, not based on the Word of God, are to be disregarded. But to disobey a true command is a sin. But to disregard advice is not a sin. And that's the point I'm trying to make. We'll take it up again tomorrow. Until then, good day. May God give you his eternal peace.